Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Tomorrow is Election Day in Wisconsin. Voters in the 1st Senate District and in the 42nd Assembly District will be going to the polls in a special election that Scott Walker tried to postpone. In the 1st Senate District, Democrat Caleb Frostman is facing Republican Andre Jacques. In the 42nd Assembly District, Democrat Ann Groves Lloyd will face Republican John Plummer and Independent Gene Rubenstein. And the Milwaukee Brewers have traded first baseman and outfielder G-Man Choi to Tampa Bay for infielder Brad Miller. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. China's ban on accepting scrap from other nations is causing problems for municipalities in Wisconsin. China's decision has meant lower prices for scrap paper and plastic. Recycling companies are urging Wisconsin residents and businesses to be more careful about what they put in the recycling bin. If you are not sure if an item is recyclable, put it in the trash instead of the recycle bin. And the Brewers lost to the Phillies yesterday 4-3. They start a three-game series with the second-place Cubs tonight at Miller Park. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is meeting today to finalize the ballot for the state's primary election on August 14th. A random selection process put Andy Gronick at the top of the list of Democratic candidates, with Matt Flynn in the second position on the ballot. After Flynn, the next positions on the ballot belong to Tony Evers, Josh Paid, and Mike McCabe. Research has shown that candidates listed first had an advantage over those listed further down on the ballot. And the Brewers lost to the Phillies yesterday 4-3. They start a three-game series with the second-place Cubs tonight at Miller Park. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Tomorrow is Election Day in Wisconsin. Voters in the 1st Senate District and in the 42nd Assembly District will be going to the polls in a special election that Scott Walker tried to postpone. In the 1st Senate District, Democrat Caleb Frostman is facing Republican Andre Jacques. In the 42nd Assembly District, Democrat Ann Groves Lloyd will face Republican John Plummer and Independent Gene Rubenstein. And the Milwaukee Brewers have traded first baseman and outfielder G-Man Choi to Tampa Bay for infielder Brad Miller. And here's the forecast. Outside today, partly sunny, then mostly cloudy tonight, lows around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain with highs in the mid-70s in Milwaukee, upper 70s in Madison. Then Wednesday, sunshine, should be a nice day with highs in the upper 70s. You're listening to Resistance Radio.